This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian fighters say Russian forces have been storming a sprawling steel plant in the besieged port city of Mariupol. Tuesday's onslaught comes as scores of civilians who had been evacuated from the plant are reaching safer territory. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Ukraine says 101 women, men, children, and older persons left the Azovstal steelworks. Elsewhere, Russian troops shelled a chemical plant in an eastern city, killing at least 10 people, and explosions were heard in the western city of Lviv, which has been a haven for those fleeing fighting in the east. Pope Francis has told Italian media he has offered to meet with Russia's president in Moscow to try to end the war in Ukraine, but so far he hasn't heard back. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Francis said he made the offer about 3 weeks into Russia's invasion. The effort was made via the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. The Pope told Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera that he is still pushing for the meeting, even though he fears that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot and does not want to have this meeting at this moment. Francis also said he spoke to the head of Russia's Orthodox Church, who tried to justify the war. Francis replied, "Brother, we are not clerics of the state. We cannot use language of politics, but that of Jesus. For this, we need to find the paths of peace to stop the firing of arms." I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. State Department says it's determined WNBA star Brittany Griner is being wrongfully detained in Russia. That means the U.S. will work more aggressively to secure her release while her case is playing out. Griner was detained in February after a Russian authority said a bag revealed the vape cartridges containing traces of cannabis oil.